Stephanie Chase, breakout session 2, Never Too Soon to Start.
I am so excited to be here with you today. If you don't know, you are in a session for teachers of babies. Did you know that? Is everybody in here a baby teacher? Yes. Okay, excellent. Yeah, woo-hoo. Yes, we are the best of the best. And you are a hero to me because in my very own life, I have a new baby. And that is my grandson, Brody. And Brody, he's officially one now. He turned one in December. So I have spent the last year loving on the cutest baby you've ever seen in your life. And Brody is special because Brody is one now, and he weighs 28 pounds. Oh, wow. Woo! Brody will make you feel real good about your thighs. I always say, Brody, come sit by Granny. But it has been so fun to be able to have a baby around again because our kiddos are 25, 20, and 23. So I have just been refreshed of your importance and the importance of you and how you are a hero because every Sunday and on Wednesdays and Sunday nights, guess where Brody goes? And you know what? Every Sunday, I'm the kids minister. We're training our teachers just like you. And I feel great about, you know, our teachers and our facilities and the safety and teaching God's word. But you know what? It's real different when you drop that baby off in somebody else's care. And I keep thinking, what if Brody didn't go to our church? What if he went to another church? What if he came to Houston's First? And we had to leave him with you, and I've never met you before.
You would love it.
Oh, she said he would love it. You would love it. Yes. But let me tell you, I might be a little bit afraid, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
So you are a hero because every time that you are teaching those babies and loving those babies and caring for those babies, you're not only making a difference in the life of those little ones, you are impacting parents and grannies as well. So thank you, superheroes! I was going to play the song for you. You are a hero. Do y'all know that song? I'm looking out for a hero till the morning light. Woo-hoo! Oh, but then I thought you might not want to hear my singing, so I decided not to. But to get started, since you are a baby hero, we have to do the baby hero theme song. Do y'all know the baby hero theme song?
No. Well, you're going to love it.
So here's what you need to do. Get you a partner. Find a partner. Introduce yourself to your partner. Tell your partner who is your favorite superhero and why. Now, you can get up and move if you need to give it to partner. If you need to get in three, you can get in three. Now we're going to start out learning the baby hero song, and then you and your partner are going to do it together. The baby hero song goes like this. Are you ready? Head and shoulders, baby. One, two, three. 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 Shoulders, knees, baby. One, two, three. Shoulders, knees, baby. One, two, three, shoulders, knees, baby. One, two, three, shoulders, knees, baby. One, two, three, knees and toes, baby. One, come on, do it with me. Knees and toes, baby. One, two, three, knees and toes, baby. One, come on, heroes, let me hear you. Knees and toes, baby. One, two, three, head and shoulders, knees and toes. Two, three, head and shoulders, knees and toes. Two, 3, 2, 3, head, shoulders, knees, and toes. 2, 3, head, shoulders, knees, and toes. 2, 3. You got it, baby heroes! Woo! Now, here's the thing. To be a baby hero, you must have on your baby hero cape. But your baby hero cape doesn't look like every other hero. Do you know what your cape looks like? Are you ready? I'm fixing to put mine on, so look very carefully. Ready? Do you know what it was? What is your baby hero cape? A smile. Some of you were looking at me just then like,
you lost your mind, lady.
Okay? But every baby hero has to have on their super cape, which is a super smile. Every infant and every parent that comes to your door to drop off must see a what?
Smile
on your face. Listen, there is nothing worse than thinking, oh, I'm going to bring my precious little baby. And the teacher goes, glad you're here. Sign the sheet. Give me your phone number in case I need you. Okay? Thank you. Have a good day. Go to worship. Worship Jesus. Okay? How is a parent going to feel? How is a child going to feel? They need the superhero Houston first smile. So have that thing on your face. So, everybody, D-cape. On the count of three, we're going to put on our capes. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Excellent! Okay, everybody, D-cape. Look at your partner. On the count of three, heroes, we're going to put on our capes. Oh, wait, what's wrong? Y'all can't D-cape. What's going on? Okay, here we go. Look at your partner. 1, 2, 3. Capes on! Excellent! That right there is your superhero cape. Now, you've got your cape on. And what we're going to do is, in our classroom, we need to be singing, okay? Singing soothes our babies. And this song that we just did, you can do with the baby. When you are changing a diaper, and that baby is laying there on their back, their feet in the air, right? Okay, you're going to take their little hands, and you're going to go, head and shoulders, baby, 1, 2, 3, head and shoulders, baby, 1, 2, 3, head and shoulders, baby. 1, 2, 3, head and shoulders, baby. 1, 2, 3. Or maybe you're sitting in a rocking chair and you've got that little baby in your lap. You know this moment, right? They're not crying. They're happy. Yes. Okay. And they're facing you and you're holding them in your lap and you're going to say, shoulders, knees, baby. 1, 2, 3. Shoulders, knees, baby. 1, 2, 3. What do you think a baby's going to do when you do that?
Smile.
Laugh. Smile. And you're exercising their muscles, which is what those babies need. So here's what we're going to do. When I count to three, you're going to face your partner, and you're going to decide between you and your partner who is the oldest superhero. And whoever is the oldest hero gets to be the teacher. And the other one gets to be the baby. And teacher, you're going to take your baby by the hand and you're going to practice singing our hero theme song. Okay, so go ahead. Get your baby. Here, show me your baby. Come on, go. Abby said she'd get it back to the adult class. I know. Oh, here, she'll play with you. Okay, here we go. Tape up, superheroes. Tape up. Ready? Take your baby by the hand. Smile at your baby. Tell your baby, I'm so glad you're at church. Tell your baby, Jesus loves you. All right, and now we're going to sing. Ready? Here we go. Head and shoulders, baby. 1, 2, 3. 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 Shoulders, knees, baby. 1. Come on, you can do it. Shoulders, knees, baby. 1, 2, 3. Shoulders, knees, baby. 1, 2, 3. Shoulders, knees, baby. 1, 2, 3. Now, some of your babies are already going to be sitting up. How many of you teach babies that already sit up? Okay? So you're going to sit on the floor with them. Okay? And y'all are going, I am. Hey, baby heroes have superpowers. You can get on the floor, right? You can sing, you can tape up. So that baby may be sitting on the floor and you may be singing. Now the younger person gets to be the teacher and the older person gets to be the baby. So teacher, take your baby's hand. Here we go. Ready? Knees and toes, baby. 1, 2, 3. 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 Head, shoulders, knees and toes. 2, 3, 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 exhale. Now, hug your baby, say yay! Now, after every song you sing with that baby, you are going to say, oh, I'm so glad you came to church. Church is a happy place. Jesus loves you. Miss Stephanie loves you. And when you're saying these words to that baby, how does the baby respond? Yes, they feel that in your heart. So superheroes, cave up, right? And sing your theme song. Let it rip every Sunday, every Wednesday, every time you're here, okay? Let that theme song just ripple throughout your classroom. Now, superheroes. There's a couple of things you need to know. Number one, you need to know who you are. Many people will look at you and say, oh, well, they're just the babysitters down in the nursery. If you ever hear someone say that, you gently and politely put your smile on. Okay? You say, oh, how kind of you to say that. But let me help you understand. I'm a teacher. I am a LBS infant teacher. That's what I am. And I teach children God's word every Sunday. I'm an LBS teacher. That's what I do. So when people look at you and they say, oh, you teach in the nursery, or you're a nursery worker, you're a babysitter, you're just going to fly look at them and say, oh, no, 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 no. You're going to just politely say, oh, no, I'm an LBS teacher. That's what I am. I'm an LBS teacher in the infant room. So I want you to practice with your partner. Oldest person, I want you to say to your partner, oh, so you're a babysitter in the nursery. Okay? And then younger teacher, I want you to reply the truth and give them the truth of who you are. Ready, set, go. Excellent. Now I want you to flip roles. The other person asks your partner, ready, set, go. Or say to your partner, oh, so you're a babysitter. You work in the nursery. So now that you know who you are a teacher. Here's what you need to know. Who are you teaching? Okay? You're a disciple maker, right? God's word says, go and make disciples of all nations. That's what you're doing. You are making disciples. It just happens to be that your disciples are about this long. Okay? And they can't really talk and they wet their pants. So, those are your disciples. But they need to start now hearing the name of Jesus, hearing about God, and learning about the Bible and what God's word says. And listen, that's you. That's what you're going to do. Bible study teachers, disciple makers. So the trick is, in order for us to be the heroes, Bible study teachers that we need to be, we need to understand who our disciples are. So under your seats, There are some pieces of paper. There's only about five or six of them. A white piece of construction paper. And if you have one of those, if you'll just hold it for a minute, because what I want you to understand about your disciples is, say this with me. My disciples. My disciples. Are you ready? Develop from head to toe and inside out. Say it with me. My disciples develop from head to toe and inside out. Say it again. My disciples develop from head to toe and inside out. And because that's the way they grow and develop, that's how we have to teach them God's word and about Jesus. Because that's how they're developing. How many of you would say, Stephanie, I've never heard that before in my life? Anybody? Never heard. Good. Thank you for your honesty. So, we're going to figure out, what does this mean? They develop from head to toe. So, if you have one of those pieces of construction paper with the big black word on it, if you'll come stand right up here on the letters that say Jesus loves, Jesus loves. And don't let them see your word yet. Hide it. Okay? And come stand in a straight line. Don't let them see your word. Helpers, go ahead and look at your word and make sure it's right side up. So when you flip it over here in a minute, it won't be upside down. But when I say go, superheroes, you are going to flip your word over. And we as a group are going to think about, how are our disciples growing and developing? What comes first? Okay? So on the count of three, you're going to flip them. Are y'all count with me? Ready? Here we go. One, two, three. All right. Just go ahead and read through the words. What do babies first gain control of or use? What do you say? Eyes. Okay, eyes, we want you to go down to that end. Okay, now here's what we want to think about. A baby's eyes are the first thing that they're beginning to move. So go ahead with me right now. Hold your head straight. Look to the left. Look to the right. Okay? This is what, because a baby doesn't have control of their neck yet, do they? No. So all they can do is look left and look right. That's why when you hold that baby in your arms, they're looking up towards you like this. Is that true or not true? Mm-hmm. And when they look up at you, this is what you do not want them to see. Okay? When they look up at you, what do you want them to see?
A smile.
A smile. Have your cape on. And then you're looking at them, and you're talking about God, Jesus, or the Bible. And let's say our baby is little Juan, and we say, Juan, God loves you. God made you, and God has a special plan for you. And then you give Juan a little gentle hug, okay, and you love him. And he's going to look at you, and he's going to hear his name. He's going to hear God, and what's he going to feel inside?
Love.
Love, comfort. Isn't that what we want them to associate God with? Okay? You're not going to say, Juan, the Bible says God loves you. Okay? Is that what he's going to associate his name and God with? So think about when those eyes are moving. So here's something fun to do with your babies. You'll have your teaching picture. And let's say that I think your Bible story this week is actually Zacchaeus. I don't have a picture of Zacchaeus. But let's just say that I had a picture of Zacchaeus. And I'm holding it up for Juan to see. And I'm saying, Juan, look, Zacchaeus. He was a short guy. And he wanted to see Jesus. Can I hold Juan and tell him the story? Yes. He wanted to see Jesus, but he couldn't see Jesus. So Juan, Zacchaeus climbed up in a tree. Okay? And you're telling him the story with that teaching picture there. You're looking into his eyes. You are making eye contact with him. And he can't even control anything else but his what?
Eyes.
That's it. You can do it at the diaper changing table. when you're changing them at the diaper changing table, you have a teaching picture there. And you say, Juan, guess who's back? It's a kid. No,
don't say that. You don't care.
Right? But what you can do is babies are learning to track with their eyes, aren't they? So if you're telling that story and you're moving the picture from side to side, you're helping one, right, with that eye development. So he's tracking with Zacchaeus going from side to side. So think about that. When you're holding a baby this Sunday in your arm and they're looking at you with their eyes, what are you going to say to them? Talking about God, Jesus, and the Bible. Now, what is the next part of their body that they begin to gain control of?
Their neck.
Their neck, right? They start to gain control of their neck because before it was all wobbly, right? That, and it's important, teachers, baby teachers, you need to know this. Even though you have those babies for short periods of time, you may be mentoring a mom who knows nothing. I taught a parent commitment class on Wednesday. And the mom said, oh, and now her, guarantee her baby is not one yet. She said, oh, and she has twins. They love Kids Bop. You know what Kids Bop is? The music, like modern day music, but kids are singing it, okay? So it's like all this pop music that kids are, so she's putting on Kids Bop for her infants, and she thinks they just love it too. And so, she said, well, is there something kind of Kids Bop for my infant that's about Jesus? And so I said, well, have you guys heard of Yancey? I said, why don't you look up Yancey on YouTube and see if you can find some preschool song? She also said, and this is where moms are, they don't know. How many of you remember being a first-time parent? Anybody? Did you know anything?
No,
you know nothing. This mom told me also, oh, she'll wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. She loves to watch TV. She'll watch TV for 2 hours. Okay, now listen. According to Pediatric Association and all of that, children, infants should not have screen time. Children should not have screen time until 15 to 18 months old. Okay? So, you may be mentoring a mom. You may be helping a mom out when she comes and she says, oh, my baby loves to watch TV for 4 hours every day. Okay? Now, you don't want a hero. You're a hero. So you got to be gentle with new moms. Okay? And you'll say, oh, you know what? Have you tried some floor time? Or you put her on the floor and put some things around her. Or maybe put her in her bouncy seat in front of the window and she could look out the window for a little while. But give her some tips. Okay? So keep in mind this neck. Okay? What is we need to remember is that babies now sleep on their what?
Backs.
Okay, that's the rule. Babies sleep on their backs, so you need to know that. When my first child was born, babies slept on their stomachs. When my second child was born, babies slept on their sides. We had to prop them all up, okay? Now, babies sleep on their backs. But it is very important for babies to have tummy time. Tummy time is a must because now I'm going to ask you to do something and some of you are just going to be about to die, but you can do this. I want you to get down on the floor on your stomach. How about, yes, you can do it, please. Come on, do it with me. Just get, come on, get down on the floor on your tummy. And I want you to pretend like you have no control of your neck. If you have no control of your neck, if you have no control of your neck, what are you going to try to do with your head?
It'll go flop.
Yeah, are you going to try to, now put your head down, now try to lift it up. Feel that neck? You've got, feel those neck muscles working? Do you feel your back? Some of you are like, no. Oh, yeah, it's almost midnight. I would get me laying on the floor and start swallowing. Okay, but lift your head up. Lift your shoulders up. Okay? That's what babies are trying to do to lift that up. So what do you mean to do, teacher?
Roll over.
Okay? You want to get down there where they are with that teacher teaching picture. Or look at this. Look at this. What if I said,
Doris, look, this is
Zacchaeus. We're not in the chocolate class. Okay, that's okay.
Doris, this is Zacchaeus.
If you put that teaching picture close under their face, what are they going to try to do with their head? Lift that head up and look, and then you're telling them the Bible story while they're lifting their head and lifting their neck. Okay? Isn't that cool? So look at somebody sitting next to you and say, please do the Bible story on the floor. Yes. Okay. Now let's see who can get up. This will be fun. Ready?
Who needs help?
Okay. Let's see. Okay. So now that they're gaining control of their neck, what is the next thing that they begin to move?
Push up.
What do they do next? Let's see all our
push up. Turn our face around.
Can we see yours?
One.
Okay. Push up is the next thing. We should have stayed on the floor. Because that's what happens. And this is when you can have that teaching picture. Listen, you have your Bibles in your classroom. I think most of your classrooms have this Bible in there. You can have the Bible open and the Bible laying, because they're pushing up, and this is what they do. They're down here like this, and they start, don't they? They're doing the downward dog. Anybody in the yoga? Yes, okay. They're doing the downward dog. So what are you going to do? You're going to have that Bible on the floor, and you're going to say, Bible. The Bible is a special book. It tells us about Jesus. We love the Bible. The Bible is real and true. Okay, and there they are right there with that Bible on the floor while they're pushing up. Excellent, okay. Now also remember, that Bible's awesome, but you're going to want to have some Bibles that they can, that are like board book Bibles, okay, that they can chew on really, gnaw on really, drag, you know, hold on, slobber on. So keep that in mind too. All right, excellent. Okay, what's the next part of their body?
Sit up.
Oh, what do they do next? They sit up. Yes, now look, here's what happens. They push up, then they roll over, right? Do you see how this is developing from head to toe? Do you see that? So now you're at the sit-up part. Teacher, game on. Look at your partner and say, get your game on. Okay? Because this is the time when they're sitting on the floor, heroes. You do not waste an opportunity to teach God's word. Let's see, Luke 19 is where our story is for Sunday. So you're going to have Luke 19 open. They're sitting on the floor. Maybe you've got one sitting on the floor. You've got one in the swing, one in the bouncy seat. You know this moment?
Yeah.
Yes. And you're sitting on the floor and you say, Blizzy girls. And then you pick up a rattle. And you're going to shake a rattle, right? Give everybody a rattle, right? We're so happy today to be at church. We're going to learn about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a short little man. And he wanted to see Jesus. Yay, see Jesus. Yay, see Jesus. What are they going to do? Yay. Okay, and they're going to imitate you. They're going to try to do what you do if they can. Okay? He couldn't see Jesus. Poor Zacchaeus. He climbed up in that tree, okay? And Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come down. I'm going to go to your house. Now, if you have some of the plastic people, you know the plastic people, that are big enough that won't go in, they won't swallow, okay? You can have those sitting on the floor, and you can tell the story with those plastic people while one's in the swing, one's in the bouncy seat, one sitting on the floor. Now, I need to tell you something, superheroes. You don't have to do this. Do you know that? You can get away with going in your classroom and never telling a Bible story. And nobody will ever know. But I'm going to tell you something. If you will commit to say, I don't care if anybody knows or not, I want to serve Jesus. And I want to serve Jesus with all my heart. And he's given me these little disciples. And you look at them like they're your little disciples. And you say, I'm going to teach God's word to these little disciples in the swing and the bouncy seat on the floor. I'm teaching God's word to every one of them. And you make that commitment. If nobody else sees you in the whole world, You're going to do it because you want to do it as an act of worship to Jesus. Okay? So look at your partner and say, get your worship on.
Get your worship on.
Okay. So those eyes, the neck, they push up, they sit up. What happens after they sit up? Here we go. Game. This is really game on, right? This is when they start to crawl. They're not even one yet. And they are crawling all around the room. Now, I need to teach you something as an early childhood superhero. Hear me. Every single child must crawl. This is mandatory. I'm going to tell you why. Okay? You may not have ever heard this. But when a baby is born, okay, they have two sides of their brain, okay? Those two sides of their brain are working independently, okay? That is why a child thinks concretely. So, for example, if I say, Miss Brianna is a bear, they think, oh, she's a bear, she's got claws, she's got fur, right? But what happens is, about the time that they're 5 or 6, the corpus callosum starts to form in their brain, connecting those two sides of the brain so that both sides of the brain can work together to think and perform tasks, and that's when they can think abstractly. Isn't that amazing? How do you know, early childhood superhero, how do you know when that corpus callosum is starting to grow and they're beginning to move into that transition where they can think abstractly? Do you know?
They start processing.
Okay, she said crawling a little bit later, but that's good. All right, anybody else want to guess? It's when their teeth start to fall out. About the age of 5 and 6, you know, okay, their brain is at work. This is what's happening. And this is when they can begin to think abstractly. That's why when we teach our preschoolers, we teach the concrete truth of God's Word. We don't say to our babies in the swing when we're on the floor, today you need salvation. You need to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and the Holy Spirit. Let's come in and you need to be sanctified and justified. Right? Because they don't have a clue what that means. Okay? So we can't do that until later on. But here's the thing. What you want to help your babies do is to exercise both sides of their body at the same time. Because when you do that, you're exercising their brain and helping both of those sides begin to work together. Okay, so now I know we all got on our stomachs. We're about to get crazy again. I want everybody down on your knees. Come on, superheroes! Yes.
What about every child is different?
Yes.
They Sunday skip the run and they go automatic walk.
That's right. So, excellent. And I talked to two mothers today that said, my children did not walk. And the crawl, thank you. The majority of children who do not crawl struggle with reading. Okay? Because of their brain development. That is why when a child struggles reading, a doctor or a teacher will say, get them on the floor crawling. Can they crawl? Did they learn to crawl? So go ahead and get on the floor. And I want you to just crawl around the room for just a minute and watch your hands. When your right hand moves, which leg moves? The opposite. When your left hand moves, which one? Try to crawl with your right hand and your right knee at the same time. Can you do it? That's not natural, is it? It did. So every baby needs to crawl. Now, it doesn't matter at what age they crawl. Okay? So what that means for you, teacher, is when those babies start to crawl, Get down on the floor. You need to be where they are. And you're crawling with them on the floor, and you're making sure they're crawling. You're going to have your Bible out, and you're going to say, Brody, this is the Bible. Come and get the Bible. And Brody's going to go, ah. Okay, that's what Brody does, right? You're going to say, the Bible, we love the Bible. And when you say something like that, what does a baby do? Crawl to it. Right? So you get on the floor with that Bible and have it ready. You have your teaching picture open to that story. Oh, Adam and Eve, right? But
I'm
it's late at night. I get crazy. And I eat chocolate. So you're going to say, God created the world, Brody. Look at the world. And then... excellent superhero baby teachers. You know what you're going to have? Maybe right there in a bag, you're going to have a plastic apple. You're going to have a plastic banana. You're going to have a plastic flower. Because this is what we know. Babies, what do they love to do? Mm-hmm. They love to get in their bag. They love to open and close. They love to dump it out and fill it up. So if you have a bag there of things that are developmentally appropriate for them, that they can't swallow or, you know, those kind of things. You can both say, God made the banana. 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 God made the banana. And you know what Brody might do? He might look at it. He might lick it and throw it. Is that true? And he said, we don't throw things in the park. Oh, good. It's a banana. Okay? So once they start crawling, this is your opportunity to be down there on the floor with them and have some props and things that are age appropriate and safe for them to really reinforce the story. So now that they're crawling, what happens after they crawl? Okay? Yes, they pull up, right? And they have to learn to get their balance, right? And then after they learn to get their balance and they're standing, what do they do next? They walk. And that's usually about the time they're one.
They get promoted.
And then they're out of there.
Some of those, I'm afraid they're going to get cut.
So.
That's what worries me, too.
LBS teachers, these are your disciples. The crawlers, the sit-uppers, the push-uppers, the little neck holders, and the little eye lookers, a few little walkers so they get promoted. These are your disciples. So what you do, teacher, is at every stage of their development, you are bringing God's word. You are teaching God's word. You have it there for them to learn. Does that make sense? So, thank you. Let's give that for our hero helpers. If you'll just set those there on the table, that will be great. So, here's what I want you to do with your partner.
Thank you.
I want you and your partner to discuss one thing that you just learned about your little disciples and one way that you need to make sure you are teaching them God's word. Ready, set, go. One thing you learned, one way you're going to teach them. Ready, set, go.
Thank you.
So now that you know who you are, now that you know who your disciples are, lastly, you have to know what you're going to teach them. This is very important. This is what happens sometimes when we teach babies. We think, oh, we're just teaching the babies, okay? We don't really need to study our lesson. I can just kind of look over my paper that they sent me, and I can just kind of know what it is. Okay? We're not going to do that. We are heroes, okay? What I want to challenge you to do is to prepare for Sunday when you teach just as if you were teaching an adult class. Okay? You come in ready. You know the story. You know what you're teaching. You know your Bible truth for the day, and you be ready. So, for example, your lesson on Sunday, did y'all know what Zacchaeus? How many of you would say, honestly, I didn't know? Okay, that means you hadn't looked yet. So here's what you want to do. On Monday, find out, look and see, what is my lesson going to be for Sunday? And on Monday, read through it and just let it kind of marinate in your heart. Then on Tuesday, read through the chapter before it. Then on Wednesday, read through the chapter after it. Does this make sense? So that you are, then read the story again so that you are truly getting God's word in your heart. I would like for you and your partner for just a minute to think of everything that you can remember about Zacchaeus and that story. And somewhere on a piece of paper or your phone, make a list of everything you can remember. Ready, set, go. Don't look at your Bible, no cheating. Don't read the story, no cheating. Ready, stop. That's all the time because you were running late. You really didn't have time to think about your story or look at it. That's all the time you had to glance it over. Okay. What did you remember about Zacchaeus? Anybody? What do you want to share? Somebody over here.
He was tiny.
He was tiny? Good. Somebody over here.
He wasn't up to the tree to see Jesus.
Okay. He went up into the tree to see Jesus. Good. Somebody over here.
He loved Jesus, so he thought of going up in the tree. And Jesus loved him too.
Excellent. Good. He loved Jesus. He wanted to look down. He wanted to see. And Jesus said, hey, come home with me. Excellent. Okay, now here's what I want you to do. Take out your phone or your Bible. How many of you have the Holy Bible app on your phone? I call it the Holy Bible app because I don't know why, but it says Holy Bible. Well, I mean, I do know why. It's the Holy Bible. But it says Holy, that little brown one. Take out your Bible app or your Bible and turn to Luke chapter 19. Start with verse 1, and I would like for the oldest person in your partnership there to read aloud the story of Zacchaeus. And as you're reading, I want you guys to stop, and the other person is going to make a list of all the things that you forgot or that you noticed fresh and new or that you're like, oh, yeah, this would be really cool to remember when I'm telling the story to my baby. Okay, ready, set, go.
Luke what?
Luke chapter 19. Yes, yeah, starting in verse 1. Ready, set, go. Remember to make a list or talk about the things that, oh wow, I'd forgotten this or I didn't know that. What did you remember or notice that you hadn't thought about before? Okay, she didn't know he was a tax collector. Did people like tax collectors back then? No.
They don't like them now.
Guess what? You like a poor tax collector. Okay, good. Somebody else. What?
He was Abraham's son.
He's a son of Abraham. Okay. All right, good. I didn't even notice that.
What was that?
Son of Abraham.
Abraham
and Father Abraham. Okay, what else?
That he was cheating. Cheating the people who do the taxes, and he was not clear with them, so he stole money. And then when they found him, he said, when he meet Jesus, I mean, start believing. He said, I'm gonna pay almost 3-4 times.
Woo-hoo. What's he gonna pay back?
4 times.
Yes. Did you remember that? No. That he was gonna go back and pay them back. Was he rich or was he poor?
The Bible says he was rich, doesn't it? Yes.
And did the people, when Jesus asked him to come down, how did the people respond? Yeah, because where was Jesus going?
To the sinner's
house, right? Okay, and did Zacchaeus find out who Jesus really is? Yes, Zacchaeus wound up, you know, saying, hey, I want to turn from this, and I want to follow you, Jesus, and do what you're telling me to do and what is right. Now, I want you, okay, to think about how different you would tell the story now than when you were thinking about it earlier, when you hadn't read it. Would there be a difference in the way you tell the story? Mm-hmm. What would be different?
The truth.
The truth? Okay. You would remember, you'd say, he was a tax collector. He was rich. He had money. Okay. Maybe not. But, yes, you would bring in more detail, wouldn't you? Now, imagine if you just read through that every night before you went to bed. Would that make a difference in your life?
Yes.
Would you be ready to teach the Bible? Yes. And so then what happens is, when your little disciples show up at the door with their mamas and daddies, and you put your cape on and you walk to the door and you say, Brody, I'm so glad you're here today. We're going to learn about Zacchaeus. Jesus loves Zacchaeus. And you take Brody in and you say, oh, we hope you have a great day of worship today. We're going to be learning about Zacchaeus. Okay, what did you just say to that parent at the door?
We're teaching.
We are not a babysitter, man. Yes, we are teaching what? The Bible. Is a mother going to love you?
Yes.
Are they going to feel comforted and trust you with their most precious prized little possession? Yes. Okay, so, but it starts with you. You have to realize I am a teacher, and I need to study God's word, and I need to know God's word. And then when you get ready to teach God's word, does your lesson come on a piece of paper? How do you get your lesson?
On a
one sheet. Okay. So when you get ready to teach your lesson, you're not going to be like, okay, push, get them swing. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. Okay. And he was a tax collector and, he was rich. Okay. We need to get to know Zacchaeus. Okay. You don't want to tell the story like that, do you? No. You're never teach the Bible from paper. Okay. You teach the Bible from the what?
The Bible.
The Bible. You're going to have that Bible open. And then because you studied it and you know it, you can tell it, okay, in your own words. But they know this is coming from the Bible. And listen, when you tell it in your own words, don't exaggerate, okay? Don't get all excited and say, Zacchaeus, he was just a jerk, okay? He was rich and he was taking everybody's money. Okay, don't do that. Do not exaggerate, but tell the truth. God's word in your own words with that Bible open. And even before the kids get there, if you have the Bible, if you don't have crawlers, okay, if you have the Bible open in the middle of the floor on a rug with whatever little plastic props you might have that you're going to tell the story with, what does that tell a mom at the door?
They are ready to teach.
Yeah, you are ready to teach. But here's the deal. This is how you separate a hero from an ordinary teacher. An ordinary teacher doesn't study. They don't prepare. They don't get into God's word. Okay? They're not prepared when the parent comes. They don't greet the parent. But heroes, they study God's word. They let it get down deep in their heart, and then they teach it, even if nobody else in the world knows. And listen, it's just like, I want you to think about this. This gets me all fired up. Those little teeny tiny hearts are like little cups of soil. And every time you teach God's word, you're putting a seed in. And you're putting a seed in. And you're putting a seed in. And then next year in their one-year-old class, guess what? Somebody's going to water that seed. And in their three-year-old class, they're going to throw a bunch of fertilizer on that seed, okay? And in that five-year-old class, they're going to put some more water on that thing, yes. And in the first grade class, sunshine! And then in the second grade class, guess what's going to happen? I want to give my life to Jesus because of what you started right there on the floor, right there at the diaper changing table, right there at that swing. Right there in that rocking chair, because of every seed that's planted. And here's what I want you to imagine. Every time you teach God's word, it's like you're putting a little library in that baby, in that child's life, in that child's mind, and you're filling it up. So when the Holy Spirit, when we're in a Baptist church, we're talking about the Holy Spirit bread, okay? When that Holy Spirit gets ready to draw that child to Jesus, and it's time for them to give their life to Jesus, guess what? They're going to say, oh, I remember God loves me. I'm a sinner like Zacchaeus was a sinner. But Jesus came to Zacchaeus and called him to himself. And Jesus forgave. And Jesus died. And it's all because of you and what you started right there in your classroom. You are a Bible study teacher. Teach God's word faithfully. Look at your partner and tell your partner one thing you're going to do this year, okay, to be a LBS hero. Ready, set, go. Yes. Yes. Bible study teacher, I want to challenge you in one more way. In every conversation that you have with that baby, in everything that baby's doing, talk about God, Jesus, or the Bible. Okay? When you're changing a diaper, after you get that diaper back on, you're exercising legs and you're saying, thank you, God, for legs. Okay? Maybe you're feeding them a bottle. God gives us food to eat. Thank you, God, for food. Okay? Today is a beautiful day. The Bible tells us God loves us. God created the sun. God made the moon. God made the stars. In every conversation that you have, you're talking about God, Jesus, or the Bible. Okay, bring that in. It may feel odd and awkward at first, but you can do it. Secondly, make sure you're teaching what's developmentally appropriate. Remember how we talked about that concrete thinking? Your leaders are giving you what is appropriate for babies. Stick to it, okay? I get tickled because some baby teachers will say, oh, yes, we're learning John 3:16. Yeah, for God so loved the world. The babies already know it. For God so loved the world. He gave his one and only begotten son. Okay? That's not developmentally appropriate. That's not where they are. This little handout that I gave you has developmentally appropriate Bible truths and phrases on it. So you can always use these in everything you do. So God is good. God made you. God loves me. And the good part about these is at any time you can sing these to the tune Happy Birthday. Oh, okay. So remember the Happy Birthday to you. Happy Birthday to you. You can sing God is so good. Sing with me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. Or you can say, the Bible is a special book. The Bible is a special book. The Bible is a special book. Thank you, God, for the Bible. Okay. So you want to say it and you want to sing it all throughout the morning. How many of you, the teacher that you work with is not here? Anybody? Your teaching partner's not here? Okay. They might look at you if you go back and start doing this like this. Okay? But you just say, listen, God has given us these disciples. And we have got to teach them God's word. And so we're going to do everything we can. And you pull them in and you get them on board to do what it takes to teach babies about Jesus. And one last thing. When was the last time you prayed for those babies? Take a list of their names home and each day pray for a different baby. Okay? If you can get the phone numbers of the parents from your leaders, then you text mom and dad and say, hi, this is Brody's Bible study teacher. I was wondering how I could pray for your family this week and hope you're having a good week. What does that say? Woo! That you care. Okay? So, go the extra mile, be the hero, and do what it takes to plant the seeds in those little hearts so that one day every single one of them will give their hearts and lives to Jesus. If you say, I'll do it, I want you to give me the superhero. Will you do it? Yes. Yes, all right. And Brianna has a few things she wants to share with you.
Okay, thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
Yay. Okay, so grab your phones. The church just wants us to fill out like these surveys. So if you were in the worship session and you texted MidMad to the 41411, you should have a survey on your phone now. So check your phone and see if you do. And if you didn't or don't want to go on your phone, I have hard copies here. So just let me know.
Does that work?
Teachers aren't allowed to get surveys.
Somebody no. Say that
teachers.
We have
three
surveys.
Oh. Okay.
What teachers?
Employees. So paid teachers. But if you turn that in, you still. Yeah, this enters you in a raffle to win an actor recognition. Yeah, I think so.
I thought it was only texting.
Oh. Well, not.
And no sleeping.
Right, no, sleeping.
No nap taking.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. You guys, I have a website. It's stephaniechase.org. If you need anything from me, you can always reach me there. It's real easy to remember. stephaniechase.org. Yeah, and I think the words to that song may be on there. Yes.
I should look and see if it's on.
We put it.
I don't know how to put it.
Yes, I would love to. Here you go. Yeah, let me put my more information so you can get up, because this is my website. You want an email?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do email? What church are you from?
I'm from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Okay.
I'm a regional assignment.
Okay. Yeah. And let me give you my phone number, because this would be an easier way to get a hold of me. Here we go. You're so welcome. Oh, thank you. Are you a teacher at your church?
Yeah, FFU.
Okay,
preschool. Yeah.
Okay. But you, oops. But on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But on Sundays, you attend your church?
No, I just, yes, I attend my church on Sunday. I teach in third grade.
Oh, so okay.
Are y'all not able to do the first
one? Very good.
I'll talk to my head of department about that.
Okay.
If you can come and help us.
Oh, good.
Help the teachers.
Good. I would be happy.
It's all the work of God. You are working for the Lord. The Lord will continue to bless you. And family, children, or grandchildren, they will be rewarded in Jesus' name.
Oh, thank you. What a blessing. Thank you. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Nigeria.
Nigeria. My godson, his mom is from Nigeria. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's so nice to meet you. I'm going to get some snackies.
Yeah.
First, there's some that you can't afford, and so you're paying the government 30% or more. So you're paying 30%. And I get also $25. $25 a month.
I just want to be with you.
All kinds of medicines, like all the medicines.
Blood pressure,
I'm going to